not on the bench. The guys on the court.
Yeah. Oh, there was like they got punched in the stomach or something.
Yeah.
Like they just.
The guys on the bench, their reaction was, whoa, like he had like
their
a disease.
Their reaction was like almost rehearsed, it looked like, because they're all looking at the basket and then slowly looked at him
and then
all
slowly
of them like
looked
jumped
their
over
leg.
Their chairs because of how.
Yeah. There's a picture of him on crutches standing, though.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I doubt. See, I don't think he'll have a. He's ever going to play again because I don't think he's ever going to want to jump again.
2 hour surgery.
Well, they had to put his whole leg together.
That trophy never left his side either.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I feel like the doctors would have been like, really? Do we have to have the trophy in here?
I mean, the trophy probably wasn't in there for the surgery. The trophy probably never left his side once he was out of it.
You made it sound like it was in the, you know.
I don't know.
On the surgical table.
But, yeah, apparently he's traveling to Atlanta to be with his team for the Final Four. I don't see this kid being done. He'll be back.
I mean, I could see an ESPN documentary playing in my head, but if I was a betting man, which I'm not because it's illegal.
As an athlete,
I would say no on the comeback.
All right. Well,
as hopeful as I am for him, praying for him, but.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Definitely going to be an interesting thing to follow because that was one of the most gruesome injuries I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was big time. And it stopped played for probably 15 minutes.
Long time. It was such a like freak thing, too. Like, he just jumped and and it snapped.
If I remember right, I thought I heard a commentator say that it's only happened, like, twice.
That kind of injury?
Yeah.
Well, because that's just so amazing because... I've heard that, like, when you're running, your bones are very close to breaking all the time.
Uh-huh.
But they don't because of how strong they are.
Right.
Like, that's like a 1 in a billion chance of happening, that kind
yeah.
of thing.
And, like, I feel like he had, as an ex-runner, I feel like he had either shin splints or some kind of problem. Maybe, like,
there must have been, yeah, he must have...
Like, symptoms that he was just ignoring because he wanted to play through it. Because it broke.
Yeah, it just, like...
Did you find that Kevin? Did Kevin...
Oh, Mr. LeGrand?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was right.
I was right? You were right?
I was right, yeah. He signed a contract with the Buccaneers symbolically.
But he was never drafted.
Never drafted.
What?
Why would they waste a draft pick on a guy that literally can never play?
They wasted a draft pick on Maurice Claret.
He was a good player.
In college, before he, like, screwed up his life.
Yeah, he could walk, though.
I mean,
as much as that would be awesome, like, an amazing, like, you know, heartwarming story that this guy got drafted, it's also a business.
Oh, you're right. As an undrafted free agent.
Yes.
Well, good job, Buccaneers, I guess.
I'm watching this injury on YouTube.
Yeah, that ugh.
It's so...
I've watched, like, the top 10 athletes' injuries or whatever. There's, like, a YouTube video. And I've watched it, and, like, my stomach just turned.
Yeah, the first time I saw it, it felt like someone just was, like, grabbing my throat. Because I was, ugh.
I've dislocated my pinky before, and it... was the size of my thumb, and I was playing basketball,
mm-hmm.
and I just remember it happening, and, like, as soon as I looked, like, it didn't hurt.
Yeah, but you didn't notice it immediately?
Until I looked at it.
Yeah.
And then once I looked at it, all of a sudden I became really, really hungry, and I was like, I need food! And then I sat in the ER for 6 hours. 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Because someone told them that my pain was a 1 through 10, it was a 7.
Who told them that?
Me.
Why'd you say 10?
Because
you're at the doctor and your finger's out of place. You'd be like, I want drugs.
I really just wanted to pull it. And this story gets funnier because after they pulled me in there, the doctor came in and he said, all right, I'm going to numb it. And I... being the smart kid I am, said, all right. And I put headphones on because I didn't want to hear any of it.
Right.
And he starts messing around with it, and I close my eyes and put like a blanket over my eyes, and then he shoves a needle in my finger, and I can feel that, and he right. numbs it. And then I start feeling like, you know, numbing and stuff, but then he comes back in like 10 minutes later, and he starts playing with my hand again, and I'm like, all right, this doctor...
Something happened.
Yeah, this doctor, man. And so then he's like, I remember taking the towel off my eyes, mm-hmm. taking the headphones off, and almost saying, doctor, you're playing with the wrong finger. And I looked down, and my finger's fixed, and I was like, what the heck? Joe, that is my finger.
Oh, man.
That's my pinky.
That was your pinky?
That's my pinky.
That's like the size of a thumb.
Yeah.
It's huge. So wide. It's amazing.
I wish I had the x-rays on me, but I don't. That was my pinky in this view.
Right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was nasty.
It is.
Playing basketball, man. Basketball can lead to some pretty gruesome injuries. I know firsthand.
Well, one of my roommates, Cole, who is receiver for the football team, he says he's just broken every single finger. And he says it just happens. It'll happen and just pop it back into place and you're good to go. It's kind of a weird mentality. Like,
yeah.
He said he had one finger that he totally like dislocated to the point where it had broken the skin. Like it was sticking out.
The bone was sticking out.
Yeah.
And just taped it up.
And he went to his trainer and he's like, fix this. And the trainer's like, no. And he's like, no, really fix this. And the trainer's like, no, really, no. And he was like, seriously, I want to get back in the game. I'll be fine. And he put it back in and gave him some painkillers, and he kept going.
That's so nuts.
I could not do that. If I had a bone sticking out, I would pass out immediately from shock.
That's my ankle.
Oh, gosh. From when?
I don't remember.
For the people listening at home... His ankle is—it looks like, you know how when you roll up the bottom of your socks, like when you have really long socks and you roll them all the way down to the ankle.
That's a really good picture.
That's how that his ankle looks.
Yeah, I rolled it really bad. I stepped on the top of a foot, and my foot just rolled off the shoe, and it was shot from then on out. And I was like, then I drove, and this was my driving foot. It was nuts. And then I went to the doctor, and it bruised up really bad. My toes were bruised. Yeah, it was a bad 2 weeks.
That looks awful. My brother plays rec league basketball.
Yeah.
And he had that same thing, and he zoomed in right on your toe.
Oh.
But he had like the same kind of thing. He had like a nasty swollen ankle, and the next day it was all bruised like that. And then he went and he tried to play a basketball game on it.
No way.
If it was, like, high school, I could see... If it was, like, for the high school team, I would see him trying, but he was just playing rec league.
Rec league.
Like, just take the day off.
Take the day off. I went to work, I believe. The doctor taped it up, so it was almost like I was on crutches without even being on crutches.
Right.
But, I went to work. I remember that. But I limped around for probably 2 weeks.
That's awful. I've never had a serious injury. And every time I say that, people are like, well, knock on wood.
Yeah.
I never do. And I've never had a serious injury.
Wow.
In anything. Like, not just sports. Like, in life in general. I've just never had anything bad happen to me. It's kind of cool.
That's really awesome.
That's really nice luck.
Are you into baseball?
I like it.
The MLB started today.
The Cubs are undefeated.
So are the Tigers. So is half the MLB right now. but you know, there's still time.
I actually, for next week, have tickets to their game.
Really?
Against the Giants.
Wow.
I'm very, very excited.
The Giants lost today.
They did?
Yeah, they lost to Los Angeles.
Cool.
Dodgers.
I knew that.
Well, it could have been Anaheim Angels. So. Let me do a promo real quick, and then we can go to a commercial break. Don't have time to take all the classes during the semester? Are you looking for an alternative opportunity to take classes and earn the credits you need? Concordia University is now offering online summer classes for students who want to get ahead. CU in the summer online provides students with an engaging and quality education experience without having to leave their home. Register online today at cuchicago.edu/academics/cu-summer-online. And we will be right back after I find a song. What was that?
What song? What song are we going to play?
I'm not really sure yet. You got an idea?
No.
All right, I'll try to find one real quick. I'm in the W's. Why am I in the W's? Nothing's in the W's. Man, so many songs. Here we go. Here we go. This is Fame or Juliet. Dreams of Reality.
I gotta live till the mic turns off, but now I'm here, I cannot go soft. I found myself when the rest got lost. I'll be the last one that they write off. I gotta live till the mic turns off, but now I'm here, I cannot go soft. I found myself when the rest got lost. I'll be the last one that they write off.
I know we're up and coming, but I feel as if we made it. Imagination is greater than public education. Quotations, I'm just saying, never let your dreams be taken. Take your hatred, build it up and bring it down as motivation. Success is waiting, so why ignore it when you can meet it? Tomorrow morning, they're yelling, where you going? Touring, open up the curtains. As of now, I'm loving what I'm doing, so it's worth it. I was told it wasn't meant to be. Yeah, that's what they said to me. Middle school a loser, now I'm standing with integrity. And they see, maybe he just may be greater than he may seem. Put together my team, I dream reality.
I gotta live till the mic turns off, and now I'm here, I cannot go soft. I found myself when the rest got lost. I'll be the last one that they write off. I gotta live till the mic turns off, but now I'm here, I cannot go soft. I found myself when the rest got lost. I'll be the last one that they write off.
I was born to kill hits. Maybe I'll get filthy rich. Dirty money coming clean. Premature, I thought of it. Little boy with big dreams. I was just a bigger thinker. Step outside the box and maybe you can see the bigger picture. Bigger shows with bigger crowds. Hold more people than allowed. Better get your ticket, cause in an hour they selling out. Everybody's hands up. Know the song and yelling at it. Even if you ain't a fan, you leave my show and love me now. People got dreams, don't ever chase it. Unused talent, go ahead and waste it. Live in fear, now struggling to face it. Forget past and try to erase it. I never have and I never will recede. If you understood my path, then you understood my need.
I gotta live till the mic turns off, but now I'm here, I cannot go soft. I found myself when the rest got lost. I'll be the last one that they write off. I gotta live till the mic turns off, but now I'm here, I cannot go soft. I found myself when the rest got lost. I'll be the last one that they write off.
And we're back.
We're back.
Just like that.
Just like that.
So we have 10 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, probably 5 now. Is there anything you want to talk about? It's 5 minutes.
I found a spider today.
Ew, that's the worst.
Yeah, I killed that.
Okay.
That's
about it. All right. Yeah, I mean, I have nothing. This is the drag part of the semester where it just drags on. I have 2 midterms this week, 1 quiz, and 1 paper all due this week.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to survive. but, you know, life will go on, I guess. I don't know. That's what I keep telling myself anyways. I also, here we go. This is how I'm going to sell this right now. That song I got from Eric Thomas, who is a motivational speaker. I talk about him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out with a Thank God It's Monday, TGIM.
Hmm.
And I listen to him every
Monday. Why does he like that it's Monday?
Because he talks about the weekend as being the weekend, and Monday you have to start the week off right. And if you don't start on Monday, you're losing time.
I guess that makes sense. Like, it's the start of a new week. You gotta, like, be positive or nothing fun's gonna happen. Like, it's the start of all the stories you're gonna tell for the rest of the week.
Right, right. So, I follow him on Twitter. I've actually been retweeted by him a couple of times. I've tried to get him on the show. That probably is not gonna happen ever. but maybe I can tag him in this and be like, hey, we talked about you. You should listen. And I've really tried. He's been in Chicago a couple of times. I've really tried to get him to come to campus.
Mm-hmm.
And let me give him a tour. I don't care. I know he's graduated. He has his PhD. He doesn't need to be here. But, you know, he's in Chicago anyways. How real would that be, though? That would be pretty cool. Probably not for anyone else but for me. But, you know, whatever. Life goes on for all the people that aren't walking with Eric Thomas, I guess. Probably there are people that don't even know who he is. I'm going to wear a shirt tomorrow.
There are probably a lot of people that don't know who he is.
I'm going to wear a shirt tomorrow for sure. And so, yeah, that's going to be pretty exciting. I saw
somewhere that Justin Timberlake went to Comic-Con dressed as Mario, like Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
Or something like that. He was in like a big suit that no one could actually see his face. And he said that was the first time in 10 years that he could go out in public and not be like, be left alone.
Because he was dressed up.
Yeah, because no one knew who it was.
Wow.
10 years that he could go out in public without being recognized.
That's awesome.
That's
sort of
crazy.
But I would not want to go 10 years without being able to go out in public.
Yeah, everywhere you go, you gotta give autographs and be Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. That. How'd you find that?
I think it was on iFunny this morning, to be honest.
Hey, I don't know if you... I mean, you're a Cubs fan, so you might know this. Do you hear there's a possibility the Cubs will be leaving Wrigley?
I've heard that they want to redo the stadium completely, because they've done renovations. I don't know if they're going to leave Wrigley, though.
I saw this yesterday.
Really?
That if they don't get their deal done, which their deadline was today... but if they don't get it done, that they'll start talking to Rosemont, Illinois, and they might move there because they want to put like a six. They want to put a big screen in the outfield, and they want to.
And the place they're at now doesn't let them.
No, because if they do it, they're going to lose rooftop seating.
That's kind of one of the draws of.
Rooftop seating.
Well, it's just kind of cool. Like, I think that's the only stadium that does that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But, I mean, okay, so you put it in left field, okay? Mm-hmm. You put it in left field, and you don't lose those. You lose those, but you don't lose right fields. Right field's the best one anyways. Left field's rooftop stink.
Right.
And then someone said, well, they could just replace the scoreboard. You cannot replace that scoreboard.
No, that's it, the whole layout. You can't,
no.
It's so frustrating because that whole layout is so like well known and almost legendary in a sense.
Yeah. So if the Cubs leave Wrigleyville, Wrigleyville is done for.
No, they can't leave Wrigley.
I know, right?
They can't.
They. However, I feel like if they do leave Wrigley, they break the curse.
That is a possibility.
They've also sold the McDonald's on that corner, you know, for 20 mil.
20 million?
20 mil for that McDonald's and that lot.
That's,
so,
that's amazing.
Yeah, they're going to put a hotel in there, hopefully. So, yeah, they're trying to do big things in Wrigleyville. So this was the Jake and Joe show. We will be back next week to talk about Concordia Sports.
That went really fast.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. So thanks for listening, guys. And this is the All-American Rejects. It ends tonight. Go Cougars.
Your subtleties that strangle me, I can't explain myself at all. And all that wants and all that needs, all I don't want to need at all. The walls start breathing, my mind's unweaving. Wait.
It's 10:28. Current temperature 39.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it now, I'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallots, yes, I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bird camper's got the mad hits, you try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick, I like a stinking ache and shake, I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve, I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, threw your up in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me, I still got the rug burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon, you realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday you've forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this. Well, like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm damn trick. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny numbers. So my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, but you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve, I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
This is Chris,
Brian,
and Patrick.
We're from Boxhead, and you're listening to Your Underground Music Revolution, WCGR.
CGR.
Sweet!
Get familiar.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Clinton Sparks. His name is Mike Posner.
Get familiar.
Say hello, ladies.
Goodbye to the old me. Goodbye to the minutes and seconds and hours. Hello to the new me. I like how this feels, so close the door. Close the door. Hey, close the door.
My poster, ladies and gentlemen.
Close the door. Hey.
You know something? You know what feels good? It feels good nowadays when I walk into a store. The lady comes up to me and says, let me show you what's on sale. And I look at her square in her eyes and I say, how about you show me what's not on sale? Lady, this ain't 97 anymore. It's the new me. Matter of fact, let me buy you a better looking outfit while you talk to me. This ain't when I used to live in my truck. Trucks live with me now. Look at my house. They hang out around my place. Oh, it feels so good. I wish I could express how great this feels.
Talk to him, Mike.
Goodbye to the old me.
Oh.
Goodbye to the minutes and seconds and hours. Hello to the new me.
Woo.
I like how this feels. So close the door. Close the door. Hey, close the door. Close the door.
Don't forget.
Mike Posner album, 2010. Clinton Sparks album, 2010. Shout out to DJ Benzie. MikePosner.com. ClintonSparks.com. Thank you all for getting familiar.
I'ma tell you one time. together one time. Give you everything you need, down to my last dime.
It's 10:45. Current temperature 39.
Someone's got it in for me. They're planting star rays in the prayers. Whoever it is, I wish they'd cut it out. But when they will, I can only guess. They say I shot a man named Gray and took his wife to Italy. She inherited $1 million and when she died, it came to me. I can't help it if I'm lucky. People see me all the time and they just can't remember how to act. Their minds are filled with big ideas, images, and distorted facts. Even you yesterday, you had to ask me where it was at. I couldn't believe after all these years you didn't know me any better than that. Sweet lady, idiot wind, blowing every time you move your mouth, going down the back roads heading south. Idiot wind, blowing every time you move your teeth. You an idiot, babe. It's a wonder that you still know how to breathe. I threw the I Ching yesterday. It said there'd be some thunder at the well. I haven't tasted peace and quiet for so long, it seems like living hell. There's a lone soldier on the hill watching falling raindrops pour. You'd never know it to look at him. At the final shot, he'd won the war after losing every battle. I woke up on the roadside daydreaming about the way things sometimes are. Hoofbeats pounding in my head at breakneck speed and making me see stars. You hurt the ones that I love best and cover up the truth with lies. One day you'll be in the ditch, flies buzzing around your eyes, blood on your saddle. Idiot wind, blowing through the flowers on your tomb, blowing through the curtains in your room. Idiot wind, blowing every time you move your teeth. You're an idiot, babe. It's a wonder that you still know how to breathe. It was gravity which pulled us in, and destiny which broke us apart. You tamed the lion in my cage, but it just wasn't enough to change my heart. Now everything's a little upside down. As a matter of fact, the wheels have stopped. What's good is bad, what's bad is good. You find out when you reach the top, you're on the bottom. I noticed at the ceremony that you left your bags behind. The driver came in after you left. He gave them all to me and then he resigned. The priest wore black on the seventh day and waltzed around while the building burned. You didn't trust me for a minute, babe. I've never known the spring to turn so quickly into autumn. Idiot wind,
blowing every time you move your jaw. From the Grand Coulee Dam to the Mardi Gras. Idiot wind, blowing every time you move your teeth. You an idiot, babe. It's a wonder that you still know how to breathe. We pushed each other a little too far, and one day it just turned into a raging storm. A hound dog bayed beyond your trees as I was packing up my uniform. Oh, I figured I'd lost you anyway. Why go on? What's the use? In order to get in a word with you, I'd have had to come up with some excuse. It just struck me kind of funny. I've been double-crossed too much. At times I think I've almost lost my mind. Lady killers load dice on me behind my back while imitators steal me blind. You close your eyes and part your lips and slip your fingers from your glove. You can have the best there is, but it's gonna cost you all your love. You won't get it for money. Idiot wind, blowing through the buttons of our coats, blowing through the letters that we wrote. Idiot wind, blowing through the dust upon our shell. We're idiots, babe. It's a wonder we can even feed
Delia, oh Delia, Delia all my life. If I hadn't shot poor Delia, I'd have had her for my wife. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. I went up to Memphis and I met Delia there. Found her in her parlor and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. She was low down and trifling, and she was cold and mean. Kind of evil make me want to grab my submachine. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. First time I shot her in the side. Hard to watch her suffer, but with the second shot she died. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
I'm Rob.
I'm Dee.
I'm Chris.
We're from Skarmando, and you're listening to WCGR.
88.5 FM.
Your underground music revolution.
And your mom's.
Georgia.